Hey, it's your friend Sammy, and today I want to remind you of the incredible power that is inside you. It's there, it's always been there, and it will always be there. And it's in you right now. Just remember, you are a force to be reckoned with. You're capable of achieving greatness beyond your wildest dreams. I just want to remind you of that today because of how special you are, and you make a difference and you do matter, and what you do matters. So I want to remind you that no matter what's going on for you or other people around you, other people's drama and chisel that is being imprinted on you or handed over to you, it's like, here's my monkey. Go take that monkey and do something with it. I bet you're carrying so much chisel that doesn't even belong to you. Maybe you, at a young age, watched somebody around you that was somebody of influence to you at the time, and they did something like they jumped at a spider, or they were fearful of flying, or they demonstrated real stress around a certain situation, like calling the bank or going somewhere that really stressed them out. And that transferred onto you, and you said, hey, I'm going to have that monkey. You didn't know that you were saying that at the time, but right now you've probably got monkeys hanging off the frickin' ceiling, like climbing all over your desk. Like, those monkeys are frickin' everywhere, and they're not even yours. So I want to remind you today that that force that's within you, that force to be reckoned with, that part of you that is totally formidable, it's there. Everything you've ever wanted, that you really, really wanted, that you got, that didn't happen by accident. First you thought about it. You then maybe dreamed a little bit about it, either in your sleep or daydreaming. And you started taking action towards it. You started to get into alignment with that. You will have become in an energy. You will have moved yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, even maybe even financially. You will have moved yourself in the direction to what you wanted. You would have taken aligned action in the direction of what you wanted. I'm just reminding you that you are so capable of everything that you want to achieve, because you've achieved everything that you've ever really wanted in your life already. You've achieved those things. And there's some things that you want now, of course. Like, once we get the thing that we want, we're moving on to the next thing. It's like, you know, you've been looking up that mountain. A friend of mine, Dan, years ago, made a really positive impression on me. He talked about how he loves to trek and he loves to climb mountains. And he climbed this mountain that he'd wanted to climb for a long time. And he gets to the top of this mountain, and instead of feeling, wow, I did it, he was then looking at the next mountain thinking, I wonder what it'd be like to climb that one. So just remember how far you've come. I'm going to remind you how far you've come, because you're not being your own best friend, most likely. Most likely, you talk to yourself in a way that you would never, ever talk to anybody else. You wouldn't tell somebody who you love some of the things that you tell yourself. You certainly wouldn't tell them to a 2 or 3 year old child, right? Because you'd be very nurturing, you'd be loving. Yeah, you can do it. How often do you do that to yourself? So today, I want you to be really conscious about rising above any of the binds or shackles or bondage, even, you know, the cage. You might have built yourself a golden cage. I know I did when I focused so much on pleasing everybody and not caring about myself, putting everyone else first, putting other people as a priority. I was never the priority. And if truth be known, I was just trying to impress my dad, right? That's who, you know, growing up, I just wanted to impress my dad and my granddad. They were like my superheroes. I wanted to be just like them. They were just the bee's knees in my eyes, right? And so everything I did was like, okay, I'm going to show you, especially, and I talk about it in the One Year No Fear book, about how my dad's map of the world was the artists, people in the creative industry don't ever make any money. And he wanted the best for me. Everything that he ever did was to be the best for myself, my mum, and my two brothers. He did everything for us. He worked his ass off to provide. He was just the most incredible provider. He is a brilliant champion of us as a family, but also of me, like the stuff that we do. He totally champions what we're doing. Is like when the book was launching, he was WhatsApping me, how's it going, how's the launch going. Like, he's one of my biggest champions, and he's always been a champion. But when you're like 16 years old and wanting to go off to art school, and that champion is saying, you'll never make any money doing that. Like, you know, I want you to make something of yourself, and all of those things that he wanted for me. But then the fears that he was carrying, because his map of the world and what he was seeing of other people in that industry, he wasn't seeing success in that area. So of course he's looking at everything that he's seeing around him and saying, well, you know, this is what I'm witnessing here, and therefore you're going to be like that if you go down this track. And that's not always true. And just remember that people around you who really love you, who want the best for you, they're just going to be sharing their shizzle with you from their perspective and their filter. So you really get to choose how much you buy into that and how much you believe, because you're in complete control. So if you've taken on anybody else's shizzle and you recognize that, today I want to remind you that you can choose to break free from any of those fears, any of those limiting beliefs, anything that somebody has said to you that wasn't nice, that created trauma, or that whenever you hear something like that, it triggers something for you, or you think that because you have seen other people do things a certain way and they got attacked for it, or they didn't get praise for it, or maybe in the past you worked your ass off really hard and you still didn't get the praise. It's like, God, how much do I have to do to get your approval? Well, just remember, you're not getting approval anymore. You're an adult. You don't need approval. The person that you need to impress the most is the person that you want to be tomorrow, because you're not who you were yesterday. And even in this last couple of minutes, you're already a different person, because this conversation is hopefully getting you to think a little bit differently. And if I can expand your mindset a little bit, a tiny, tiny little crack of light in that doorway to say that if you have got anything lurking in there, you can choose to break free of it. If you are judging others and judging yourself, you can choose, today I'm going to witness how much I judge myself and how much I judge others. And when I do judge myself and judge others, I'm going to catch myself in doing that and find something good about them or that situation or what they've done, or me or my situation or what I've done. I'm going to immediately catch myself and find something good about that. So instead of berating myself and saying, oh, that was shit, I didn't do that very well, I'm going to find something good in the thing that I've done. Oh, actually, I did that really well. I navigated through that really well. For example, right now, making this for you, I am stood in the bedroom because it's the quietest place on the boat that I can come. And underneath our bed is a 1,000-liter water tank. Whenever anybody uses any water, either in the bathroom or in the kitchen, this big motor goes off under the boat. It's like, and it's so loud, like you can't do anything when that happens. Greg just washed his hands or filled the kettle or something in the kitchen, and the whole engine went off, right? The whole thing went. Argh! So I just clapped my hands and I carried on talking to you so that I can hear the spike in the audio. Now, the me that I used to be, carrying my granddad's perfectionism and other people's beliefs about, well, what you do isn't going to be good enough. I had an art teacher that always told me, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. You're no good at this. You'll never make it. So I still have Mrs. Wood in my head when I'm creating things, only I can turn Mrs. Wood down. I can turn her down. Actually, I've got that completely wrong. Mrs. Wood was my favourite teacher. Mrs. Jones was the horrid teacher. Like, she was the wicked one, right? So Mrs. Jones was the one that told me I couldn't do anything. It's actually because of Mrs. Wood, who then counteracted that, who gave me a load of confidence that actually I did go into the industry that I'm in now. And I probably wouldn't have done that if it was for Mrs. Jones. So thank you, Mrs. Wood. And thank you, Mrs. Jones, for driving me, because actually your inspiration from the way of saying you can't do this actually has been a really key driver. So you and my dad have been absolutely amazing for my career. Thank you. You see how it's easy to reframe that? So you can look back at traumatic events, either in your childhood, in your teens, you know, through your adulthood. We've all had trauma, some more than others. And you get to choose how you reframe that. Now, you might want to stay in the trauma of that, and that might be an actual thing that's happening for you right now. Some people actually love drama because it feeds them in some way. Some people want to stay in the trauma. They don't want to get rid of the trauma. They don't, you know, and that's okay. If that's you, if you want that, if you want to keep carrying it around, then that's completely up to you. And you have a choice. So you have a choice to keep it and keep creating the results and coming back to the reality of what you keep creating for yourself. Like, you might create big success and then you sabotage it. You create big success and then you sabotage it. And that might be a pattern. Well, if you're all right with that pattern, or if you're completely unconscious of that pattern, now maybe you're more conscious of it and now you get to choose. And if nothing else, Greg and I want to inspire you that you always have a choice. You don't have to operate your life from a place of willpower. You have choice power. If you want to be free from judging yourself and judging others and the fear of other people judging you, if you want to be free of comparing yourself to others, if you want to be totally free of any kind of fear around failure and accept the fact that actually the more I do, the more things I try, the more things I'm going to fail at, but the more I'm going to learn. And that failure really is just feedback. We brand it failure. But I love failing, you know. I really love it. I used to hate it. I used to be so fearful of it. But I once heard this podcast where this woman was talking about how her dad, every day at the dinner table, every night, he'd come home from work and her brother would be sitting there, and her dad would always ask, "Guys, what did you fail at today?" And they got so used to this whole thing around the faster I fail, the faster I learn, the faster I grow, that they couldn't wait to get home and have dinner. They couldn't wait for their dad to come home so they could say, "Dad, guess what I failed at today?" So they completely reframed failure. So if they can reframe failure, you can reframe absolutely anything that is costing you joy. If it's costing you joy, if it's costing you peace, if it's costing you the things that you really want in life, then you have a choice. And you can choose literally right now to just change things. You can change it because you're in control. And if you do have any kind of little imposter, any little lurkers that are whispering doubts in your ear or making you question yourself, question your ability to do what you want to do, or question your dream, or question how worthy you are, or how valuable you are, if there's anything that's whispering any doubt at all in your ear, then remember how far you've already come. Remember all the times that you doubted yourself in the past and you still did it anyway. You almost did it in spite of it. So it was like someone told you you couldn't do something, you went, "Well, I'll effing show you." And you maybe have done that. Like, I spent probably 15 years of my career saying to my dad, not physically, but in my head, "Well, you said I wouldn't make it. I'll effing show you." Now, that's great for driving you to get you to a destination. But when you're at that destination, that kind of level of intensity is just going to burn you out. And that's what happened. I ended up building a multi-million pound design agency and marketing company, and burning out big time, because you can't maintain that level of "I'll effing show you" on a continuous basis, that like your body can only take so much. And, you know, it's like you're going to put fuel in your car. That fuel is going to run out at some point. And for me, that was my health, actually, you know, really suffering as a result of the I'll effing show you. And it was actually a dear friend, Kezia Luckett, who said to me one day, she was one of my clients and going through one of my programs at the time. And so we were having a chat and a bit of a coaching session on her stuff. And then she asked me a question. She said at the end of the call, she said, "Sammy, how are you?" And I, you know, I did the usual thing, as you probably do. "Oh yeah, everything's great." And she said, "Well, I just wanted to ask you a question because there's something that's been, you know, like rolling around in my head. And that is, you know, I see you being a big driver of and champion of small business owners from the perspective of you're seeing so many people get left burned and, you know, broken as a result of making bad investments and choosing companies who don't do good things for them and don't, you know, just let them down and that aren't really doing their job right. And so you're like, here's how you can avoid that and do it all yourself." She asked me, "Is that the energy you want to continue building your brand with? Like, you're all about building a brand. Is that the energy you want to continue building your brand with? Or is it time for you to start focusing on the solution instead of the problem?" And that was a great question. And she asked me to name three or five women who have got where I want to go and who are building their businesses from a place of love instead of a place of fear, in a place of prosperity instead of a place of driving aggressively, you know, like building from a place of love instead of aggression. And it was really interesting because I couldn't name one woman who I felt that way about. I was so surrounded by men. There are so many men who are very successful in the industry. And at that time, no women that I knew of that were really inspiring me. Of course, there were big ones like Oprah. But it's like, no, but there's no one that's in my industry that inspires me in that way. And it was just so interesting. It forced me to go out and search. And of course, you find what you're looking for, don't you? When I started to go out and look for that, I was finding it all over the place. But what I had around me at that time and the people that I was surrounding myself with, they were very masculine. They were all men. And so my energy naturally was masculine because of the people that I was surrounding myself with. So that's another thing for you to think about today. Are you surrounding yourself with the people who are going where you're going, who are on the same journey as you, who will champion you, who will pack your parachute, who, when you say, "I'm going to jump off this cliff and grow my wings on the way down," you've got a bunch of people that go, "Yay, we're in, let's do it. When do we jump?" Right? So remember, you've come so far on your journey and you've jumped so many times already. And every step you've taken, every challenge you've faced, every trauma you've come through, every failure that you can now celebrate today, that taught you something, that got you to where you are, it's all shaped you. And it shaped you not just into the human that you are, but it shaped you into the absolutely incredible, outstanding, freaking remarkable person that you are today. So I want you to take some time today, embrace who you are. You've got a unique journey. You really have. You've got a unique journey. No one else has trodden the path that you have trodden. They've not learned the things that you've learned. They've not seen the things that you have, because like Greg says, nobody has ever seen outside of their own head, right? Because everything that you see, it's in your head. You could have 30 people all looking at the same thing at the same time, and every single one would have a totally different perspective over what they're seeing. You've never seen outside of your own head. So it can be a really good place and a positive place to be, but it can also be a really threatening place to be, this in your own head thing. I'm sure you know what I mean. So this in your head can be a choice. It can be Oh my God, everything is terrible. It's all going wrong. I don't like what's around me. I don't like who's around me. I'm not happy. I just never seem to get where I'm going. No matter how hard I work, I just seem to go one step forward and two steps back. You could have that thought, or you could say, well, do you know what? Actually, like, everything that happened up to 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, an hour ago, one day ago, one week ago, everything that happened up to that point, it was all for me. It wasn't to me. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. And now I'm going to choose that my life happens by me. And every action I take will be intentional. And it will be from a place of love rather than fear. It'll be a place from success as opposed to striving. I'm going to do it in a place and in a way of ease and grace and flow instead of pushing and shoving. And a word that I absolutely hate, hustling. Stop hustling. Please stop hustling. I want you to release any fear of being judged, because you are a beautiful ripple maker in action. And really, quite honestly, all the shit that you've got going on between your ears, it's probably just a projection of what other people's insecurities have been that they've then layered onto you. So there's loads of projections that other people have put on you that you've taken on, and right now, gone. You can choose for it to be gone. You can choose to decide right now that other people's opinions of you do not define your worth. They don't define your value, and they certainly don't freaking define your destiny. They're not determining where you go. Their words have power, but just remember, as they're saying those words, it's just as powerful on them, all this negative shit. It's as powerful on them as it is on you. Only you get to choose if you carry that monkey. You get to choose if, when they're handing you that monkey, you say, you can have that monkey back. I don't want it. I've got enough monkeys already. Or you can say, give me your monkey. I'll look after it. I'll carry it around. Yeah, it's heavy, and it gets heavier and heavier the more I carry it. And the more I carry it, the more of a burden it becomes, the more of a freaking anchor it becomes to me in my life. But it's all right. I'm just going to take this from you. You be free. You be free. The challenge is, they're never free, are they? Because they give you the monkey and then they keep going. They keep giving you monkeys. So you get to choose. Make today the day that you choose. Make the day that you say, do you know what? Your opinion of me doesn't matter. How you define me in your own mind, well, you're never going to see outside of your own head. So like, how you see me and how I see me are completely different. How you see what I'm doing and how I see what I'm doing, totally different. What I'm doing is not for the likes and shares. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. What I'm doing to change my life in a positive way so that other people are impacted positively around me, that's my choice. And I'm doing it from a place of love. And because I'm doing it from a place of love, I know that it's the right thing to do. So instead of focusing on any of the things that have happened to you that don't make you feel good when you think about them, I want you today to instead choose to focus on your growth, focus on your progress, focus on your own journey. Because quite honestly, looking at other people's journeys, that's just a whole pile of cow dung. Because I've looked at people, I've experienced imposter syndrome before, from people who I've looked up to, and their social media accounts are sparkling. They just show up, they're absolutely perfect. Everything they do, they're always winning. They're always the successful ones. They're the ones that they just have to breathe and all of a sudden, you know, gold pours out of their rainbow. And then you find out behind the scenes what they're actually going through and what they've been through to get what they've got and what they're still going through to get what they've got, and the health issues, the mental health issues, the challenges, the depletion of other things in other areas in their life. And you don't see that. And there's so many times I've really looked up to someone and then I've become friends with them and I've got to know them. And even some of them stayed at their houses. And it's not to say I don't respect them anymore, because I do. I still have huge respect for them. But I just see them in a completely different light, because who they are on the outside to the rest of the world and who they actually are. They're very different, very different. And so you can't look at somebody else and make a decision about or a judgment about how good or how bad what they're doing or how successful it is what they're doing, because you don't know. You don't know what's going on. And so it's just easier, isn't it, for you to stop concentrating on other people and just focus on yourself. And focus on the people that you can serve. Focus on what it is that you're doing. Focus on the direction you're going and how you're growing. Because you've got control over that. You've got no control over what anyone else does. You've got no control over what they say, how they act, how they respond. You've got no control over that. But you have got control over how you show up today. You've got control about who you are being. In the process of doing, you've got control about your own abilities, your own gifts, your own talent, your own magic. And when you start to get any kind of little lurking monkeys in there, I literally want you to see, it's like there's a monkey that's hanging from your ceiling that's about to jump on your back. And I want you to just become conscious of all these monkeys, become conscious of how it's impacting on you. Become conscious of how much joy it's stealing from you. It's like this little thief of joy that just keeps coming and depleting your joy account, right? And so see it from now on as a thief of joy and start trusting yourself more. Believe in yourself. Believe in the future that you're creating. Have hope in the next step being shown to you. Just put that pin in the map. Just decide that's the direction I'm going. It's not a life sentence. You're just putting a pin in a map so that you can say, you know what, I'm going to head in that direction. And that direction is called joy. That direction is called fun. That direction is called adventure. That direction is called love. That direction is called connection. That direction is called financially abundant. That direction is fill in the freaking gap. What direction are you going? Where are you heading? So if you're in this trap of compare and despair, which it's very easy to fall into, by the way. It's so easy to fall into the habit of comparing yourself to others, because let's face it, we've been doing it our whole life. And when you've been doing something like that as a habit for a long time, you're going to very easily fall into that. But remember that if comparison is the thief of joy and it's another monkey that's stealing that joy from you, then you get to choose. You get to choose to take that monkey down. You get to choose that your victories are going to come as a result of you being willing to try new things and to think differently. And on the session that Greg and I delivered last night about how to bust through compare and despair and imposter syndrome, we talked about how you can reframe it. And that's what we've talked about today, is no matter how insignificant you may think you are, no matter how much you think that you are lesser than compared to someone else, you're looking at other people going, oh my God, I wish I could be like that. And I can promise you right now that there's at least one person that's looking at you thinking exactly the same thing. So just remember that success isn't a race. It's a journey of growth. It's a journey of your own fulfillment. And let's face it, if you don't know what shit looks like, how are you going to know what good looks like? I'm pretty sure you've mastered what shizzle. Let's be polite. I'm committed to not swearing, which is really, I'm finding challenging, but it's something I'm working on. You can decide, can't you? You can decide. Because you get to choose to say, you know what, I'm going to not focus on the people that are, making me feel bad when I look at their success and I start measuring myself against them. I'm going to measure myself against the me that I could be tomorrow. So who is the you that you want to be tomorrow? Tomorrow, I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to be more generous. I'm going to be more visible. I'm going to be an outstanding member of my community. I'm going to be more helpful. I'm going to be more credible tomorrow. So tomorrow, if that's who I'm going to be, who do I need to be today that moves me in alignment towards that person? And compare yourself to the person that you're going to be. Like, where's the gap? Okay, that's who I'm going to be. That's who I'm aiming at. That's who I'm aiming for in future. That version of me in the future, that's where I'm heading. And that is the only person that you want to compare yourself to. And not even comparing yourself. It's just looking at where the gap is. Okay, so that person, that version of me 10 years into the future that says, oh my God, over the last 10 years, I've learned all of this stuff. And it all started from that moment that you were listening to this podcast, right? This show. And that moment, that was when it changed everything. And I started to focus on the me that I am right now. So I'm just coming back 10 years in from the future to tell you that actually all the steps you're about to take, it can be so much easier than you think. And you were thinking it was going to be this big, hard thing, and that to come through all your fears was going to be scary and it was going to be difficult. And actually, it wasn't, because you made a choice that it was going to be easy. Now, you could just take the next 5 minutes to do it. You might do, because there's five things I want you to do. So you might spend 5 minutes doing one, and then later on, just set an alarm on your phone. Take another 5 minutes to do another one. And then later on, do another 5 minutes. You can break it up throughout the day. Doesn't even need to take you 5 minutes. You might do all five of these things in 5 minutes. In fact, you could set yourself the intention that in 5 minutes, I'm going to complete this, so that it only takes you 5 minutes. I believe it's called Stevenson's Law. Something will take you as long as you expect to take. So if you say it's going to take me an hour, it's going to take you an hour. If you say it's going to take me 5 minutes, it'll take 5 minutes. If you say it's going to take me a lifetime to do this, then it's going to take you a lifetime. So set your intention in 5 to 15 minutes. I am going to have done these things. The first thing I want you to do is to name or list one thing that you are really proud of yourself for achieving in the last month. One thing you're really proud of achieving in the last month. That's your first thing. The second thing is one thing you're proud of achieving in the last 3 months. You could put the same thing 5 times if you want to, by the way, in this activity, but I really would encourage you not to. They might all be connected, by the way. So one thing you're really proud of achieving in the last month. Another thing you're really proud of achieving in the last 3 months. Something else you're proud of achieving in the last 6 months. Something else you're proud of achieving in the last year. And something that you are really proud of achieving in your lifetime. Up until this point, what are you really most proud of yourself for achieving, for coming through, for being the human that you are? I would suggest you keep it simple. Keep it as simple as possible. And this is the perfect time, isn't it, for you to reflect on all the blessings in your life, big and small, and everything in between. This is an opportunity for you to cultivate and grow and nurture this mindset of appreciation for the journey that you're on, for the lessons you've already learned and the opportunities that lay ahead. You don't need to enjoy the things that you've been through, by the way, to be able to celebrate them. You can say, do you know what? That was really fucking hard. That was really hard. But you know, I'm so proud of myself. I came through it. I came through it. And you've come through so much to get where you are today, haven't you? You've come so far. So I'm already celebrating you. I want you to meet me halfway and celebrate yourself as well, because you're a freaking warrior. And comparing yourself will just take you down, whereas celebrating yourself will totally shift your focus from comparison to contentment. It can take you from despair to feeling truly empowered. And you can take yourself today from willpower to choice power. I want to remind you, by doing these five things, listing these five things, that your unique path has made you who you are. The shit you came through, it wasn't burying you, it was planting you. And let's face it, if you can come through everything you've come through so far to be where you are, you've now got the perfect foundation, the perfect ground, the perfect soil upon which you can really grow to where you're next going to go. So, my lovely friend, let go of imposter syndrome today, because it's just a label. It's just a label. And you can decide, just like you can buy a nice top or trousers or whatever, and you can cut that label out And you can cut that label out of imposter syndrome today. You can say, do you know what? I don't even recognize imposter syndrome anymore. I don't even recognize it in my vocabulary. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in my life. It's just a monkey that I took back to the zoo. I'm giving all those monkeys back to the zoo today. Because now you can really embrace your journey and you can embrace it confidently. You know that you're already more than capable. You're already so much more worthy than you've been giving yourself credit for. And you are destined for greatness in a way that you haven't allowed yourself to dream before. In a way that you would say to a kid, go for your dreams. You can do it, right? Well, I want you to be your best friend today. Encourage yourself, champion yourself. You're such a champion for other people. Isn't it time you started championing you? Because you wouldn't be here right now at this time with me if you weren't meant to be. So if you've been waiting for a sign, this is it. Trust in yourself. Believe in your ability. Let your light shine brightly. You are a freaking inspiration to somebody. Even if you're not inspiring yourself, you can choose tomorrow. That person I'm going to be tomorrow, they're going to be an inspiration. And today, I'm going to start aligning myself with the actions and the values and the passion and the energy that takes me to being that person tomorrow. Just one drop at a time. Remember, the ocean isn't, it didn't just happen. Some people might think that it did, but quite honestly, the ocean is being topped up every single day by raindrops. It doesn't stay how it is because of it just deciding to be that. It is taking action. The rain is dropping. The conditions, the environment is making it possible for that ocean to continue being an ocean. So just remember that each little drop that you make in the direction towards where you're going, it's going to create a ripple. And as it makes a ripple in your life, it will make ripples in the lives of others as well. I'm sending you big, big love, the greatest hugs today. And just know that Greg and I have unwavering faith in you. We believe in you. We'll see you soon.